Alberta to open online gambling market to private companies. Alberta is working to simplify the process for companies to offer legal iGaming products within the province. At present, Play Alberta, managed by the Alberta Gaming, Liquor, and Cannabis, AGLC, is the only source of legal online casino games in the province. Other brands claim to operate in a gray area, but Play Alberta insists these operations are illegal. Dale Nally, the Minister of Service Alberta and Red Tape Reduction in Alberta, believes that the province has the chance to become a hub for the industry, similar to the Ontario iGaming market. Quote, "We have low corporate taxes, streamlined regulations, and high disposable incomes. These conditions will allow us to establish ourselves as a premier destination for the iGaming industry." Dale Nally, Minister of Service Alberta and Red Tape Reduction. Provincial government working on regulations. The provincial government is currently working to create a new regulatory framework for gambling. This framework aims to develop a comprehensive online gambling strategy, ensure responsible gaming practices, and address Indigenous revenue concerns. A government spokesperson noted that expanding iGaming in Alberta is a significant step for the province and its residents. The spokesperson explained that the government is currently examining best practices from other jurisdictions, such as Ontario. The expansion is expected to significantly boost the regulated market in Alberta. Currently, Play Alberta controls about 45% of the market, with the remainder going to offshore sites that do not pay local taxes and are not regulated by Alberta's standards, allowing them to offer more games, jackpots, and casino bonuses. AGLC supports expansion efforts. Since launching Play Alberta, the AGLC faced a legal challenge regarding the site's legality. Courts upheld its legality in 2023, and Ontario recently settled a similar challenge related to online casino games. The AGLC shares Nally's view of what Alberta could become. They have also urged lawmakers to be aware that any delays in introducing new regulations leaves it in a state of limbo. As AGLC VP of Gaming Dan Keane said, "But until such time as that happens, the remainder of the market is really the illegal market that's capturing the remainder of that share."